Hey everybody, it's Miyuki again. I wanted to make a follow-up video for the one I made the other day, and I just wanted to say I really didn't expect whatsoever the response that I got, most of which was positive, and I just wanted to say thank you so much everyone for being so accepting and so really like forgiving. I didn't expect this to be, like, the case because a lot of you, I thought, would react in a very negative kind of way, but I'm very happy that you guys didn't, and I'm so very thankful for you all and all of your support, and just your acceptance and your understanding. What really surprised me, honestly, is that a lot of you already kind of assumed such, and that I had no idea about, so it makes it a lot easier to kind of, I guess, forgive myself, and of course now I feel I can be a lot more comfortable with making content because, well, since I was able to spill the beans, and since most of you are so accepting, except for the few who left the channel, I noticed, an interesting decrease in subscribers, though doesn't really matter to me because the channel hasn't really been up to par for like a while now, so gains or losses really don't matter to me. But from the bottom of my heart, everyone, thank you so much for your like understanding and your forgiveness, and you have no idea how much this means to me. So, I know a lot of you are wondering when I'll get back to making content. Since the response was just so positive, it gives me like this newfound, well, confidence to come back and actually start making content again, but it'll still take a while. Probably the next couple of weeks, or maybe the next week. I want to make a couple polls on Patreon, and they'll be public for everyone, where you can choose for different YouTube series. I want to start off solely with doing SFW content for now, and so probably for the next month or so, I'm going to only do SFW content, but a lot more frequent content releases. SFW just takes a lot more out of me, and for now I want to take a break from it, but I will get back to that at some point in the future, in the near future, but for now I just want to keep it at SFW and pseudo NSFW. You guys know how I usually do it, where I would make an SFW video, but it would be sort of NSFW at the same time. As for Twitter, I know a lot of you are coming from Twitter because I announced that this will also be sort of an announcement for Twitter too. So a lot of you come from Twitter, just as much as YouTube. If you're wondering about those short animations, I'll do that every now and then, maybe a couple a week, because they're a lot easier to do than NSFW videos. But I want to keep everything NSFW in moderation for now, and just kind of do SFW. If there is a way to do, like, SFW animations and things of that matter on Twitter, I'd like to find a way, maybe some animators that can do something like that, too. Because, though I love doing NSFW, I feel I've given SFW a bit too little of a showcase on my overall platform during my entire career, really. And I never had a chance to really showcase my, like how I do safe for work content and wholesome audios and videos, so I want to do more of that going forward. Just to let you all know, very soon I'll be taking a bit of a longer break. This will be sometime around the end of the month, maybe going into November, so I want to make sure that, you know, October, I pump out as much content as possible up until, you know, the last part of the month. So that's fad, and YouTube, unfortunately, it's sort of good and bad news that I have with YouTube. In case you guys didn't already notice, YouTube has basically taken another piss on my channel. And this was actually a couple months ago, I think on the 8th of August. I think this is when I got the notification. But YouTube has restricted me from making clickable descriptions, meaning that you all cannot go to my different websites just by clicking on the description. You have to copy and paste and go to it through your desktop, or copy and paste and go on your phone browser, which is a lot more a lot more inefficient, I guess. Inconvenient, so my apologies for it. YouTube has this thing to where you can verify your channel a lot quicker using your ID and your picture. I might do that, or I just might let channel history kind of decide whether or not that feature comes back, because they do allow up to a 1 to 2 month allotment to see if your channel and your channel activity is sufficient enough to gain back that feature. So it should be a while until it comes back, but until then, that's just letting you know what's going on with that. I will start posting Patreon-only content again very soon, and that's pretty much the update for now. In my last video, a lot of you all got kind of confused, and when I said that I was considering making a transition, I didn't say I actually made the transition. So, to kind of brush away any confusion or complication, you can just consider me like a femboy if you'd want, or just use any of the pronouns that I mentioned in the last video. Or just consider me non-binary, whatever. But no matter what, I just want to, again, thank you guys so much for your support. And thank you guys so much for just, you know, continuing to be there in my time of, you know, difficulty, I guess. There's also something else I wanted to talk about, and I'm making this video at about 4 a.m. my time, but I wanted to create like a special day for all of us who are watching this video. It's almost like a little challenge. I challenge all of you to go an entire day, and this is what I'm doing too, so I challenge you all for an entire day to turn off your PC and your phone, and all of your electronics for that matter, and just not use them at all. Not go on social media, not look up anything, just have all of your electronics off, and maybe just go journal and read a book or go outside in nature. I mean, it's a pretty cool day to do that, right? So, it's sort of a little challenge for me. So if you want to pick it up and you want to use today as that opportunity, then that'll be cool, because I know I'm going to do that myself. As for when I plan on coming back to make content, probably by the weekend. The poll will be going up tomorrow, so just watch out for that. And the good news with my channel is that I've finally been remonetized, but I don't know how long that's going to last for me. I also have the ability to start memberships again, but I don't trust that because they can demonetize me again. And what happens is that they actually allow the memberships to continue for a little while on after, and they actually take the money that you all give to me in terms of memberships, and they keep it for themselves. So let's say they turn off my monetization, but memberships stay up for the next couple months afterwards. They'll take all the money for the memberships for themselves, and none of it will go to me, which they do to a lot of other creators too, which is kind of shitty in my opinion. And also I have to like recreate the different tiers and all of that, which in my opinion, since I've done it several times before, it should kind of already be saved in my channel data. So if I wanted to bring back my memberships, all of it would still be there, including the like the different levels and the names for the levels and the membership trailer that I had not too long ago, like everything associated with that. But let me know if you guys are like cool with the idea of me bringing back memberships. But yeah, for now, that's my update, and it's because of you all that I have the confidence to even come back and just continue making content. And I feel like I can be a lot more lively with my voice and how I kind of express myself now, which will definitely make my my audios a lot more interesting to watch. But anyway, until then guys, enjoy today, especially if you're planning on picking up my little challenge. And I'll see you guys probably this weekend. See you later.